Later this month, at a time when the business pages are full of obituaries for dot-coms of all sorts, there will be an unusual online startup called Questia. For the past 2 years, Questia has spent tens of millions of dollars digitizing books that a student of the humanities or social sciences might use, works of literature, criticism, biography, monographs, journal articles, tens of thousands of texts. They will be searchable and cross-referenced. The company's president and CEO is 28-year-old Troy Williams, who says the idea for Questia came to him when he was editing the Harvard Law Review.
The key thing an editor does on the Law Review is citation checking. So you look at an article that you're going to publish and you check the citations to make sure they're all accurate. Well, a legal case is very easy to check. You have LexisNexis and a few other things to check on. But if it was a book, you have to check that book out of the library. You have to have access to a great library that would have it. Luckily, I was at Harvard, so we had one of the best libraries in the world. The other thing was you could never search a book. If I handed you a book and I said, there's this paragraph that I'm going to read to you is in that book, find it. You have to look at every page. And very, very many times a professor or an author would write an article and quote something and not leave me a page number. I had to look at every page to make sure he had quoted it correctly. So, you know, we all knew this was going to happen. We all have known that one day all of those books that are in the library are going to be available online.
For example, give me the sample college paper assignment that you use when you pitch the service.
Okay, let's say you're writing a paper and it's for a history course, and your subject, your thesis is that you're writing a paper that says the Cuban Missile Crisis contributed to Kennedy's assassination. You could do a search on the entire collection of over 50,000 titles this spring that says, I want to find every paragraph in which the Cuban Missile Crisis appears within three words of Kennedy. In the same paragraph, I find the word assassination, Castro, and conspiracy. It'll come up with a search result of, say, let's say 18 books that have a paragraph in them like that. That's a search that's impossible to do today, and that's free.
What is it that costs money then?
Well, once you have that search result, a student could print it out and go into the library and potentially use that as one of their search results. But if they want to access those books online, they'd have to be a paying subscriber. And as a paying subscriber, they would be able to click on the title of the book, go into the book, view each page as it was on the original pagination, go forward and backward. Then they would be able to do a number of other things, such as highlight in it in a number of different colors and write in the margin notes. All of that saved online on our servers. And that means that you could get up from this computer and you could travel cross country for a holiday and you would have access to it where you went. There's a number of other things. You can cut and paste from these books into your word processor on your computer. And when you do that, it automatically, it'll ask you, do you want to cite this as a footnote, an endnote, or a parenthetical? And if you say footnote, it'll say, do you want an MLA handbook style, Chicago manual style, or a number of other things? And let's say you say MLA handbook style. It'll automatically put in the correct footnote in your word process document and hyperlink it back to the right page on our service so that if you were to email it to your professor or to a colleague, they could click on the footnote in your own word process document. And it will go back, open up a browser, and go online and pull up that page of the book for you.
What are you charging for this?
We're charging $19.95 a month for unlimited access to as many books for as long as you want, or $149.95 for an entire year's worth of access. For those people who just want a little bit of access right before their papers are due, we have a special 48-hour subscription that's $14.95.
It's the last-minute cramming rate.
Yeah, well, we found that there's a substantial portion of the undergraduate population which that subscription will appeal to.
Yeah, no, they end up working in radio, we discovered. What do you make of the timing here that you're coming online precisely the season when we keep reading about any number of online ventures going offline, going out of business? You will go online just as we're watching a Super Bowl without all those dot-com ads on it, we're told, because they're not there anymore.
Well, Questia went about its project entirely differently from all those different companies. 2 years ago, when I was going out and trying to raise all this money, saying I'm going to raise $70 or $100 million, which was not unbelievable at the time, I would go down to Sand Hill Road in California, all these venture capitalists that are so famous for having started up all these companies. And they wanted to give me $3 million, and they wanted me to go and build a prototype. Then they wanted to give me $10 million, and they wanted me to launch a product with maybe 1,000 books on it. And then they wanted me to give me $25 million and then go out there and go public, and inside of a year. And I said, that's not the way you do this project. You don't launch this project with less than 30 or 40,000 books. You just don't. And it's going to take 2 years to do that. And I'm going to need $100 million before I launch. And they said, we don't do projects like that. We launch them quick. We get to public, you know, get to the public markets quick. So I had to go to investors like Oppenheimer and TA that typically invest in much older companies, people who had built old line companies. And we went about building it that way. You know, the digitization alone has taken thousands of people to do, and we're about ready to launch it.
Mr. Williams, thank you very much for talking with us about this.
Great.
Troy Williams is the CEO and president of Questia Media.